We'll conclude our last-minute preview of the 2013 Hamvention in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. For some of you listening to this rain report, it may be literally hours away from the 2013 Dayton Hamvention, the show of shows, being held May 17th through the 19th in and around the Hara Arena in suburban Dayton, Ohio. Last week we brought you part one of our last-minute preview of the Hamvention. This week we conclude Hap Holly KC9RP's conversation with Hamvention Awards Chair and Spokesman Michael Coulter, W8CI.
Are there any activities during Hamvention hours for those who are not ham operators?
We've tried that in the past, and we don't get too many takers on that because it seems like there's just so much to do at the Hamvention. However, I will say if people want to break away from the regular Hamvention activities, you know, if you have a spouse coming that is not interested but would like to do other things, I really strongly suggest they take a look at the website, hamvention.org, under other activities. Take a look at some of the places to go to, because Dayton is a pretty interesting area. One of the things that a lot of people like to visit while they're here is the Air Force Museum, which is a spectacular museum, open same time that we have a Hamvention going on. And it's a pretty amazing place. They have a big IMAX theater there as well, and it's free to get into it. So that's a very interesting place to visit. And there's a lot of good places to eat and travel around. And all that is listed on our website, hamvention.org, with all the directions and everything to get there. As far as actual planned alternate activities, we haven't had for a few years.
Is there a listing on hamvention.org of local repeaters that visitors can use?
Yes, there is. I do want to also mention that there's some D-Star information that's also listed on the Hamvention site as well. So you'll be able to tap in using D-Star as well. But yes, the repeaters are all listed.
How much are tickets ahead of time and at the door?
The advance admission ticket is $20. However, the orders received after May 7th, they'll just be held in the will call area at the Hara Arena box office. And if you end up buying your ticket at the door, it's $25 all 3 days.
Talk a little bit about the prizes.
Our prize committee has been really busy. They want to outdo where they did last year. Last year, we had over $80,000 in prizes. And this year, we want to surpass that. I don't know what dollar mark they're at currently, but I know that they're very close to that and they may have surpassed it. I know I mentioned our website, hamvention.org. It's a very thorough website, but there's a section under prizes, and you can take a look and see what the main prizes were, who won them last year. Some very, very nice radios from some very generous sponsors.
You have hourly prizes, and then you've got the big drawing Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm glad you mentioned the hourly drawings. We've got new screens up and a new communication system inside the buildings where you can look up and see if your ticket has been drawn on the hour. And then you have up until 1 o'clock Sunday to claim that prize. If you don't claim it, it just goes back in and it's redrawn and somebody else will win your prize. So it's important to watch those boards to see if your ticket number comes up. And there's some very nice prizes in that as well.
I would imagine there'll be some streaming of video and audio from the Hamvention.
I know that Bob Heil and his crew has some special things that they're going to do from streaming this year and some of the events that they're going to do. Bob Heil last year, you know, with Ham Nation, did some real interesting things. And W5KUB's Helmet Cam is usually in there. There's several others that come in. Ted Randall has his QSO show there. That's a shortwave broadcast that he does. I know there's a few more, and I'll make sure that we try to get all that information on the website best we can.
What about Wi-Fi?
I know ARRL has a Wi-Fi spot. Actually, we put it in up there. It should be able to get some Wi-Fi there, but we do not have it throughout the whole building. That's a pretty hard undertaking. We also have exams that will be going on, and if you're planning on taking an exam there, please look at the website to make sure you know when the timing of the exams are. They'll be on Friday, starts at 12 noon. And then on Saturday, starts at 9:30 a.m. until 12 noon, and then 1:30 till 5. We have a lot of international visitors coming this year, and if you're listening to this internationally, you know, I recommend that you look on the website and look at the information in terms of international visitors. And when people come from a lot of these countries, they need actually written invitations. The city of Dayton, city of Trotwood, the counties around have all chipped in to help us to make amateur radio operators from all over the world feel welcome, sometimes as many as four letters to one person just so they can get their visa. We have people coming from literally all over the world, a large contingency coming in from China this year, as we had a large group from India last year, and of course, Qatar, throughout the Middle East, Europe, very strong, you know, South America, throughout Africa. And that's the big thing about amateur radio. When you see people with a call that you know is a foreign call, most of these people I find are just absolutely delighted to get to know you and to talk to them face to face.
You're listening to our last-minute preview of the Dayton Hamvention being held May 17th through the 19th in Trotwood, Ohio. Hap Holly, KC9RP, will wrap up his conversation with Michael Coulter, WHCI, 2013 Hamvention Awards Chair and Spokesman, in a moment, after I remind you that RAIN, Amateur Radio Newsline, and the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter will be sharing booth 329. Drop by and share the story about your ham radio roots with the RAIN Report. We'll be right back.
You being the awards chairman, that's always a challenge because you have so many people who are deserving. What do you want to talk about the awards this year?
Technical Excellence Award is a shared award that goes to David Rowe, VK5DGR, and David Witten, KD0EAG. And they have developed some DSP-based and SATCOM hardware and software. David Rowe has a PhD in DSP theory. They have worked on open hardware and software projects in VOIP and developing world communications, echo cancellation, speech compression, digital voice over HF radio. And together, both David Witten and David Rowe continue to advance their free software that the team decided to give them the Technical Excellence Award this year. The Special Achievement Award this year goes to George A. Thomas Jr., W5JDX. You may recognize George for his work on Amateur Logic TV and Ham Nation. He's made many video contributions that receive accolades by hams all over the world. He's very interesting to watch, very instructional, and a lot of fun. He also co-hosts the weekly live Ham Nation Internet video podcast on the Twit Network. So we are really excited to give George that award. And then the club of the year is the West Palm Beach Amateur Radio Club out in Florida. A very interesting group, been around since 1939. They've been recognized for their club activity and local community support. They do a lot of great things. And when you decide on who's going to get that club of the year award, it becomes all of these awards are very close and very sought after. But the one thing they did that just really amazed us is that they have a volunteer, an amateur radio operator, every day at one of their local museums, the South Florida Science Museum. And so they introduce amateur radio to youngsters there in demonstrations and let them get on the air with them. They do that every day, 7 days a week. That's an amazing thing for a club to do. So we're real proud of our award winners this year, and we will be awarding them at a special private ceremony on the Saturday of Hamvention.
Anything else?
I just want to make sure if you see me or see any one of our volunteers, say hi. And I do need to tell you, there are over 300 or 400 volunteers, and it's just amazing. This is an all-volunteer undertaking from the general chairman all the way through. We do contract for some emergency services, for bus services, lease out the Hera Arena. But as far as some of the nitty-gritty work and the planning and all that is done by volunteers. We are really proud of our amateur radio community here. And we're also proud of the fact that there are amateur radio operators that come from all of the United States and other parts of the world just to help volunteer for this great event. And we see the Dayton Hamvention HAP as like in your organization, what you do for amateur radio. You know, you're a communicator, and we're all communicators. But we try to provide and give back and provide a place where amateur radio operators can come, spend time with their friends, see old friends, make new acquaintances, and learn things. We consider that a very important part of amateur radio in the world, and we try to uphold our end of that. I appreciate all you do for amateur radio, and I know our Dayton Amateur Radio Association and Hamvention certainly appreciates it, and we're looking forward to seeing you there. For those of you listening, HAP for many years has provided a great service for amateur radio. It's people like him that really help keep the hobby alive, so I thank you, HAP.
And that concludes our last-minute preview of the 2013 Dayton Hamvention, which will be contributing upwards of $20 million to the greater Dayton, Ohio economy May 17th through the 19th. For even more trivia about the Hamvention, take your browser to hamvention.org. If you'll be attending the Hamvention, drop by booth number 329 and share the story about your ham radio roots with HAP. Part 1 of this preview is available now on the archive page at therainreport.com. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2013 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for everyone connected with the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from The Rain Report, www.therainreport.com.